Welcome back to the Just Act podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, your host and guide on this journey towards psychological flexibility and personal transformation. If you're new to the podcast, Just Act is all about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and how you can help clarify and transform different aspects of your daily life. As a behavior analyst, trauma-informed practitioner, yoga teacher, and lifelong learner, I'm excited to share the insights and techniques that have helped me and countless others find greater meaning, purpose, and happiness. Whether you're a seeker of information, a seeker of self-reflection, or a seeker of creating positive change for yourself, this podcast is for you. You can always join me for workshops, online courses, and personalized coaching to deepen your practice and accelerate your growth. Visit my website to learn more and sign up today. As always, I want to emphasize that the information shared here is not a substitute for mental health services and support. Instead, each episode is my hope to provide a different perspective in looking at daily challenges, struggles, and growth opportunities. By cultivating psychological flexibility, we can learn to make decisions based on the present moment, our values, and the willingness to hold space for uncomfortable feelings along the way. So whether you're just getting started or continuing on your ACT journey, thank you for joining me on this path towards greater well-being and fulfillment. Let's just ACT. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to the Just ACT podcast, the show where we explore the fascinating world of psychological flexibility and how it can transform your life. As you might have noticed, there has been quite a bit of a break in between episodes. Some of this was planned due to the holidays and taking a holiday hiatus, and the other time away was not. Inevitably, life threw changes and challenges my way that needed some time to sit with, to process, to grieve, and to repeat, process, grieve. So I'm hoping that 2024 will be a year of less loss and grief and more vibrancy and vitality. As we're into the new year, it's time to get started again on this ACT journey for reflection, growth, and embracing the unknown ahead. Today's episode, we're diving into the concept of self as content. It's a phrase, self as content, through the ACT lens. Whether you've experienced moments of grief, loss, change, transition for yourself, exploring the essence of the self can be a transformative journey. Today's episode is focused on the inflexible ways we might view the self. I'll offer some questions for reflection and exploration. For more on the flexible self perspective, please see our show notes for links to previous episodes. Self as content is an inflexible concept in acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT. So as a reminder, in ACT, inflexibility is when our behaviors, thoughts, feelings, and emotions feel so heavy, so big, that it leaves us maybe feeling closed off, unengaged, or a lack of presence with our life and the world around us. Specifically for today, self as content is the conceptualized self, the self we believe ourselves to be, the labels we hold on to, both knowingly, maybe unknowingly, the self we describe to others when we meet them. Depending on how strongly we hold to this conceptualized self, we may experience suffering and loss when those labels shift and change. By holding strongly to our conceptualized self, we may have a limited perspective of who we are, who we have always been at our core. By holding strongly to the conceptualized self, we may shut ourselves off from others. We may engage in behaviors that lead us towards inaction in our life, and we might just generally feel stuck. Research by Stephen Hayes and colleagues in 2004 highlights the importance of cultivating mindfulness and acceptance in understanding self as content, that conceptualized self, and self as context, the self that's always there, the self that is fluid. By recognizing that your thoughts and emotions are fleeting, you can develop a more compassionate and flexible relationship to yourself. Studies on self-concept and identity have highlighted the dynamic and multifaceted nature of the self. Rather than viewing the self as this fixed entity, contemporary research emphasizes the fluidity and context-dependent nature of self-perspective. I'm going to say that again. Context-dependent nature of self-perspective. That's something that we've gone over in those flexible self-perspective episodes. So again, see the show notes for links there. Research suggests that individuals who have a more flexible and open-ended view of the self are better equipped to navigate life challenges and transitions. So conceptualize self. It's going to take some questions, some inquiries to understand what this might mean for you. So self-concept can encompass beliefs, values, identities, perceptions about yourself. So it's time to explore some of those reflective questions on the conceptualized self. One area is identity exploration. Here are the questions. How do I define myself in terms of roles? Whether that's a parent, a friend, a professional, etc. If one of these roles was removed, changed in any way, how might I feel? Would there be suffering? How would your behavior change? What aspects of your identity are most important to you? So same follow-up questions as above. If that identity was removed, what might it feel like? Would there be suffering? How might your behavior change? How do I perceive myself in relation to others and society? Is that perception always true? Is that perception accurate? If you take an observer lens of you in those relationships to other and the observer you in relationship to society. A second area to explore is belief examination. What are some beliefs I hold about myself, others, and the world? Are these beliefs empowering or limiting? So empowering might mean expanding your experiences, supports you in engaging with others, engaging with community. Limiting might be that you feel more like other. You close yourself off. Maybe you refuse to take action in a way that's important to you. So how do your beliefs influence your behavior and action? A third area to explore is identity evolution. So how has my self-concept evolved over time? How often do you hear yourself say, I'm just the person who? I'm just the person who's always late. I'm just the person who just has to help. I'm the fixer in the family. Has that always been true? How old might that story about you be? What significant experiences have shaped your identity over time? And am I willing and open to embrace change and growth in my self-concept? That could be a big question there. If there's not willingness to embrace change and growth, the perspective of you might feel a little limiting, might feel a little small. I'm not saying it has to, but growth and change can be that openness, that willingness and engagement with the world around you. These questions serve as a starting point for introspection, for that discovery surrounding this idea of self as content. So as you're engaging in regular self-reflection, this can deepen your own awareness, enhance your personal growth, highlight areas ready for change and transition, and foster a greater sense of authenticity and fulfillment in your life. But maybe self-reflective questions are not a way you personally like to explore things and learn. But identifying the concept of self as content can be a really profound journey of self-awareness, that introspection, and creating change for yourself. So here's a few other ways to recognize and understand that essence of self as content. Again, that conceptualized self. One, observing thoughts and emotions. So take a step back, observe your thoughts and your emotions about yourself without judgment. I know it's not easy all the time without that judgment piece coming in. Notice what words you use to describe yourself. Notice the emotions that come up with those descriptions. Can you recognize that these thoughts, these emotions don't define your core essence, but they're transient experience? One moment can feel one thing and have one thought, emotion, and feeling, and the next completely different. Number two, reflecting on time. So look at the you that's here today, the you that's in this moment. You know, this moment might be joyful, challenging, hard, easy, calm. Could be a myriad of things. If you were to get in a time machine and time travel 6 months from now and look back at the you that's today, would you be same? Would you be different? If you were to do the same thing, get in your time machine and go 1 year from now, taking into account all the life experiences you can have in a year, and you look back at the you that's today, what you would remain, right? What you is consistent, what you would be different. Maybe if this was a challenging moment, the you that's the same is the caring you, but the you that's different is the you that's risen above your challenge. You've grown from it. So notice how this aspect of you may evolve or change over time, which reflects the fluid nature of self and that self as context. Number three, letting go of attachments. Notice what labels and descriptions of you you're attached to. And practice letting go of these attachments to thoughts, emotions, identities. Maybe write them on a piece of paper and physically hold that paper really, really close to you. And then slowly release it, letting it go. Notice what comes up in the process. Does it feel lighter, heavier, calmer, or anxiety producing? Recognizing that maybe clinging to the fixed identity or the fixed labels leads to a little bit of suffering and limitation instead of embracing there's some freedom in this fluidity and adaptability of being able to let go of attachments. By embracing these practices, you can deepen your understanding of self as content and cultivate a greater sense of resilience, wisdom, and compassion on your own journey. Now, with any growth, change, transition, journey, there's maybe a sense of freedom, but also a sense of loss. And you might notice on this journey of the self, you're finding new perspectives of who you are over time, who you've always been, and you may find that there's some bumps in the road. You might notice resistance, avoidance, past or future thinking showing up, and anxiety and worry along the way. These moments of change serve as catalyst for more discovery and growth. They challenge you to confront your fears, maybe embrace the vulnerability of the process, and deepen your understanding of the self. So by acknowledging the impermanence of life and the self, we can find solace in the beauty of our shared humanity. We all go on this journey. We all have ups and downs. So be gentle with yourself in the process and remember to keep practicing self-compassion. So offering yourself kindness and understanding during moments of change, transition. Remember to keep leaning on support networks. So seeking comfort and companionship from friends, family, trusted loved ones. And remember to keep embracing vulnerability, allowing yourself to experience this full spectrum of emotions that accompanies all these different moments, happy, sad, high moments, low moments. Embrace them, allow yourself to experience. So maybe you're in a place where you're ready to start looking at the way that you identify, label, describe, judge yourself, and maybe you aren't. Both places might be what you need. And as you embark on your journey, as you embark on this new year, let's embrace the beauty of this self-discovery along the way. Just remember the power of change. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Together, we can navigate transitions with grace, resilience, and an open heart. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of self-discovery, the essence of the self. If you found today's episode meaningful, please consider subscribing, sharing it with a friend, and/or leaving a review. And until next time, may you find peace, wisdom, and compassion in the depths of self-discovery. That's it for today's episode of the Just Act podcast. I hope you found the discussion helpful and informative. Remember, you can always find the links to any resources or references mentioned in the episode in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about today's episode, or any suggestions for future topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly via email at info@bestillbeconnected.com or follow me on Instagram at ashnfio. Remember, the only way to create lasting change in your life is to take action in the present moment in alignment with your values and your goals. Thank you again for listening to the Just Act podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.